we've got some folks here in the studio. Heather Loftus joins us along with Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Morning, Judge. Baxter County Quorum Court met last night. It was a long meeting for you.
It was
you
a long
guys.
Meeting.
Almost
that's
an hour
our
and a half.
Longest I can recall in recent history.
Two of the headlines from our story and our recap this morning on KTLO. First of all, an ordinance was approved to go forward with the voting center, $5 million.
Yes, the ordinance to appropriate the $5 million so we can have a fund for building this new assessor, collector, and voting center as we're well into the plans of building this. Probably should have done it a little sooner, but anyway, it got approved last night, and I think it's going to be a great asset for the not only Baxter County, the citizens of Baxter County once we get this built.
Now, I know you and I have talked about this several times, but just in case someone's unfamiliar, where is this property and what are the plans?
So it'll be right next to District Court, which we own three blocks right there, the county does. It's where the former First Baptist Church was. That was beyond repair that we took down my first year in office, and you know, that's been sitting there since, but it's been a plan since I started in 23 to build this. It started out with just assessor collector because they're currently housed in the building on the south side of the square, which is an old building. We've spent a lot of money on it to keep it up, and roofing issue, plumbing, sewer, that type of thing. And we have the money, and the tax dollars that we hold in our hands are to provide the citizens a service. And building this new building will take us way into the future as far as providing a service with growth. We have no growth opportunities where we're at over there.
What all will be housed in this new building?
Assessor, collector, and the voting center.
Okay. And this, you know, so we're used to early voting and election day happening at First United Methodist Church.
Yes.
Here in Mountain Home.
Yes.
Of course, you've got different voting centers throughout the county.
Yep.
But this would eliminate the use of the church and move everything into one building where it stays.
So with voter integrity, like we've all listened to for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, mm-hmm. it will give us a little more security of our machines. It's in our building. They don't have to be moved from one place to another, except for voting day, of course. But during early voting, it'll all take place in that center. So.
And assessors and collector's offices, what changes will be made if you can move to this new building?
So just,
when you move, excuse
yeah,
me.
So a little more room for growth. Their hands are tied where they're at right now. Like I said, it's hard to do much with the old building they're in. And it's going to give them a little more growth, a little more set up the way they wish they were set up. When you move into a building, you take what it gives you. When you build one, you can build what you wish to have. So it's going to give them more opportunities for growth and the setup they have there to provide better customer service.
Another discussion that took that was pretty lengthy last night was when the sheriff requested appropriations for a new helicopter pilot. That
yeah.
was tabled.
It was tabled until the January 27 meeting. So we'll deal with that again when the new sheriff takes office.
I know that's more of a sheriff question, but can you give us a recap on what was asked for and the discussion
yeah.
that was had?
It really is. I don't want to go into to real detail in depth, but the main thing was that you know, the current sheriff, the John Montgomery, Benny Magnus, has flown his helicopter since he's been in office, and even prior to him being in office. And Benny's ready to give that up and retire, and he's agreed to stay till the end of the year. And the sheriff was looking at maybe training a deputy to become the pilot, and the court decided that now is not the time to appropriate that money to do that, and that's the court's right, and we'll face that again in January.
Anything else on the docket last night that we need to discuss?
No, you know, it went pretty smooth last night, other than, you know, that taking some time. But you know, it's kind of fun at times to have a little discussion. And I know sometimes the public say, well, you don't discuss things. Most things are just doing business, and that's all it is. And we're required to have a meeting once a month by law. And but some things create a little controversy, and that was one of them. And you know, it's part of it.
Summertime in the county. What are the big projects going on?
A lot going on. So. You know, some people don't see it from time to time, but man, our road crew is this is the best year under my first term for our road crew with our paving and chip and sealing and we built some roads and going to build another road this year, and there's a lot going on. I wish we had about another $5 million in our budget because we could spend every bit of it, as everybody knows, on our county roads. But we're a limited budget. You know, we got a little over $6 million. We'll spend every dime of it until it's gone and start again next year. But we got a big year ahead of us.
Tax receipts are looking pretty good, though, for the county.
They are. Yeah, tax receipts are. And, you know, I just want to explain, you know, to the public. It was brought up last night that, you know, when we fund the construction of this building, that money comes from the general fund. And some say, well, it's hard to vote for that when we know we have bad roads in Baxter County. Well, every county has bad roads. We can't all have good roads. That's why we keep 40-some guys employed every day. But the general fund does not fund our road and bridge department. It's state turnback, millage, and several other resources that fund our road and bridge department. So it's self-funded. Doesn't come from the general fund. And, you know, if their emergency happened, yeah, you could always pull money from the general fund to help do a road project. But as a rule of thumb, you stay within that self-funded amount. And I've done that since I've been county judge, and I plan on continuing that. If emergency happens, yes, we could always pull money from the general fund. But as a rule of thumb, we don't do that.
Judge, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.